There is, if you've ever been divorced or thinking about getting divorced, it could be a difficult process. It could be long and drawn out, and you could be fighting tooth and nail for the things that you have.
And you see and hear it all the time.
You
people.
Do. You a do. Lot. So now there's a new quick and easy fix for it. It's called Divorce Hotel.
Ooh.
So it's going to cost you anywhere from $8,000 to $12,000.
Okay.
You go to this, they have one, it's upstate New York. They're looking to open one up in LA.
Okay.
You go for the weekend to this hotel resort area, your mediators, your lawyers, the entire process, $8,000 to $12,000 is going to cost you. They have options. You can go for bike rides in between getting, you know, figuring out how things are going to, how the cookie's going to crumble and all that. But Divorce Hotel could be a quick and easy solution. You get it done in a weekend.
That's pretty amazing, because those things can last for months, sometimes years. Like, if you can get that done and dusted in 2 days.
This woman I used to work with told me it took her longer to get divorced than it did to get her husband's name off the mortgage. Like, it was,
really?
Yeah, she said the divorce was quite drawn out. If you've been divorced, you know, if you are divorced, if you're going through it, is it quick and easy? Is it long and painful? I would imagine that it's as quick and easy between the two people as you want it to be. If somebody is in there a little bit angry,
somebody's
the bitter one in the situation, or you're both, you know, you're both, if you, one person's trying to get one over on the other, that it, despite the legal process, because that's going to take a set amount of time no matter what, that if you two can say, hey, listen, this didn't work out, best of luck to you, 8 billion people in the world, you're not the one for me, here, I'll take this, you take this,
some people,
and be on our way.
Yeah, because some people can handle it, and you see stories of people who handle it very, you know, amicable. And,
sure.
You know, there was a story a couple of weeks ago where this girl, 18, 19, had gone viral because she'd posted up this picture of some flowers and a sweet card that her dad had sent his mum. They've just got divorced, and he said, you'll always be the one, but we just don't get along enough.
Yeah.
Like, and that went viral and stuff. So I mean, it can happen. It doesn't always have to be mean and nasty, I'm sure.
So was your divorce quick and easy? Was it long and painful? Was it somewhere in between there? You can tweet at Petch and Amy or 424-1234 to be part of the show.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Hey, Petch. This is Ed.
Hey,
Ed. What's up?
How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
I was calling about the divorce thing. It can be as quick. I did mine in 42 days.
Okay.
Was that considered, is 42 days considered fast?
Yes. Some places, they make you wait 6 months of separation.
Okay.
Before you can even file. The biggest tip that I would give anybody is, especially if they have children, sign up for the parenting class before you even file for divorce. Because there's like a month-long waiting list for that.
Oh.
So that's going to delay it even further.
Is Delaware's a state where you don't have to have a six-month trial separation in order to get divorced?
It depends on the reason. My ex cheated, so of course they're not going to make me stay with somebody who was with somebody else for the 6 months.
Doesn't it seem weird that you'd be like, I don't care, I want to get divorced? It doesn't. To me, it doesn't matter the reason. It shouldn't matter.
Sorry, you got to hang it out.
Yeah, I paid you to marry us, now I'm paying you to divorce us. Like, you don't get to have an opinion on this.
Yeah, I totally agree. There was a comedian that talked about it. He said it should be just like renewing a driver's license. He's like, it should expire.
Yeah, so, exactly. We're going to try and test this out for 4 years.
I'm just going to let it run out when October rolls around.
Yes, every 5 years you have to go for a renewal and just see if you still like it, if you're still in.
Exactly.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. But you know who won't like that? Attorneys. They would hate that because they make a whole bunch of money out of divorces.
Oh, they make tons.
Yeah. Everyone else might like that idea.
Was your ex on board? Like, you guys didn't fight over who gets what or the house or anything?
Well, luckily, when we got married, the house was only in my name because she wasn't working at the time. So there was nothing to really split up.
Yeah.
And then we have, like, 50-50 custody of the kids. But as long as you're not arguing over anything, it can go fairly quickly.
Huh. All right. What was your name?
Ed.
Ed, listen, where are you calling from, man?
I'm calling from Milford. Right.
Thank you for checking in. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye.
They ask you why you get divorced. Did you ask me why I got married?
I know that's
the question at the end.
I know some people say that it takes longer to get divorced than it did from actually meeting that person, dating them, getting married. Sometimes it can take longer to get them divorced if you're fighting.
There's this new hotel. It's called Divorce Hotel, currently in upstate New York, looking to expand to LA as well. And they're saying that they promise to get you divorced in a weekend. So it's 8 to 12 grand. That covers the cost of your mediators, your lawyers, and you go and you. It's a hotel as well, so they have bike paths and you can chill out in between.
Have a good time while you're there too.
Yeah, so yeah, you can make it, you know, quick and easy. But I would imagine that's all it depends on. So you heard Ed's advice. My advice is don't get married to begin with.
Just stay
this
single.
This could all be avoided. What are you getting married for? What's going to change here? Our taxes? That's okay. I'll pay them.
Could be a small price to pay in the long run.
Cheaper to keep her. Lesson learned. So listen, what's your divorce advice? Did you go through a divorce? Was it quick and easy? Was it long and painful? Was it somewhere in between? What is your divorce advice? You can tweet at Petch and Amy or 424-1234 to be part of the show.